Hello guys, and welcome back to another episode of The Provocative Podcast. All right guys, so let me give you the quick intro so that then I can announce who we have as our guest today. So, all right, so last week I told you guys that I had to finish half of the book of The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo for my book club meeting. Guys, that book is so good. You ladies have to read it. It's just so different than all the Colleen Hoover love books. It's actually really empowering as like a female to read this book and who Evelyn is back in like the 70s or 60s. It's just amazing. She is one of those, it's funny because it really went, like as I was reading this book, it went well with last week's topic about like bad people and using people. And it is something she does, but you know, it's just such a good conversation piece with your girlfriends and like what you feel and you know, how you portray society. And it's just so good. I can't wait to finish the book. I haven't had any more time to read it, but yeah, I'll probably finish in the next week or so. So definitely as of right now, it is a good, like I give it like a 9 out of 10. And then I'm trying to think what else I wanted to talk about. Oh, so as you guys can see, if you guys are watching from YouTube, I have like tape all over my shoulders. So I've been having shoulder pain for the last year. It's been like on and off, but it came back again like a month ago. And yeah, it's just been really hard for me to sleep. It's really hard for me to train. In the last week, I literally have been able to sleep for maybe like 3-4 hours a night. And it's just, it's so painful. Nothing helps. I've been taking like 1,000 milligrams of ibuprofen for swelling and inflammation, but it's just not helping. So I finally saw a PT yesterday here close to the house, and I already knew what the issue was, which is an impingement of my bicep and my chest, my pec minor. It's causing an impingement like right on my shoulder, and it can be caused by just like bad posture. And so because I'm working on my computer, I'm getting ready my vanity all day. My shoulders are caved in. So what I need to do is strengthen my back. I know I'm like, well, I work out, but I really haven't been focusing too much on back, and I think that's an issue too. So now I just need to really focus on like my posture when I work, getting up every like 30 minutes to 45 minutes when I do work. And yeah, just strengthening that upper back, because it's not fun. What I have right now, it's not fun. So it's getting taken care of, and the tape right now is just to help it. I only have to keep the tape for like 2 to 3 days and then it'll be gone. But if you guys are watching, you're like, what the hell is wrong with her? That is what's wrong. And then, guys, I told you guys last week I was trying to get a schedule for my running. It's been a nightmare, okay? Trying to balance lifting with running and spin. Like, last week I didn't do spin because I tried to prioritize running, but then, like, my body is just so tired. And I told Chris today, like, more than anything, I feel so much more stressed trying to include running into my life. Because you guys have to think, like, the way that I train is so intense. It's not like I just go and do like a 30-45 minute workout and then I'm out of the gym. Like my gym sessions, like yesterday we were in the gym like training for 2.5 hours. Like my glute workouts are so long because I'm really tracking my lifts right now. So for like even like a hip thrust movement, my first exercise of my workout, my time on my watch says 50 minutes when I'm done with that exercise, because I'm constantly trying to go up in weight. And the way that I work out, it just takes a while, because you're trying to, you know, progress the weight, you're trying to get better. And I have seen this form of training is where I see the most results, and I'm so happy to be including it back into my routine. But it really affects my running right now. So I just, you know, I told you guys I wanted to sign up for running for fun, but I did find myself trying to be competitive and like kind of got down that I'm like, oh shit, like, well, I'm like getting a side stitch 10 minutes in, like how the hell am I supposed to be competitive at my race? And I just had to accept today that I'm probably not going to be competitive at my race. I'm just going to have to finish the race, and I'm just doing it for fun. But I don't know if I can keep including running that much into my routine, because I'm just too stressed, and that's not, I can't add any more stress to my life with everything else I have going on. So I just wanted to be honest with you guys. That does not mean I'm going to quit. It just means that I can't be as competitive as I wanted to be, because if I wanted to be that competitive, I would have to stop training almost completely and focus on just running every day. And I do not want my body to look like a runner. No offense, but I've worked too hard to build my ratios to just have a runner's body. I had that at one point and I didn't like it. So, all right, guys, let's get into today's episode. So today we have our guest, who is Ali Bess.
Hello.
Okay, so Ali and I have been friends for 5 to 6 years already, since you were 19. Yeah. We were just talking about this.
Yep.
So we met at an expo.
Yep.
Right? Do you remember what expo?
My very first expo in Los Angeles.
Okay.
It was LA Expo, and it was in 2000. I forgot, but
yeah,
very first one. Yeah, Olympia, and that's when we met.
I can't believe I'm like looking back because I'm like, oh, I was so young, but you were so young.
Yeah, 19. Yeah,
19.
I was a baby.
And you were just telling me you didn't have a. I had a social media at the time, but mine wasn't that big. Did you have?
No, not at all.
Okay,
I had like a very. I mean, I'd never really posted or had social media until I actually. Wrote an article in my school's newspaper at UF about like balancing, because my friend was like in charge of like writing articles. She asked me like, how do you balance working out and, you know, being like a student? So I just wrote a little article and just tagged my Instagram. And at the time I had like me skydiving, my grandpa, like I had nothing on there. And that kind of blew up on another page. And then that's how Ghost found me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I had maybe like 9,000 followers or so. And then, yeah, they just asked me to go on my first expo. I had no idea what to expect. And that's where I met you.
That's so crazy. Yeah, I can't remember how many followers I had when I started with Ghost, but it wasn't very many.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't many, but
yeah,
guys. So I was already married at the time. Allie obviously was not a lot younger, but she's 2 years younger than me. Yeah. So I want you to talk about your first reaction to me, but my first reaction of Allie, I loved her energy, but I was like, I don't know if we're going to vibe because she's younger, she's single, like, you know, I'm obviously married. And even though like I was still young and wanted that party phase, I like knew that that wasn't my life anymore because I was married.
Right.
So I was like, I don't know if Allie and I are going to vibe or if we're even gonna like keep in touch, but I don't know how, but we have. I mean, yeah. It's not that I don't know how, it's like our energy has really we have such great energy together that we've been able to keep our friendship alive for the last 6 years.
Yeah, for sure. I instantly felt your energy. I was like, she's one of the most beautiful. Seriously, I was like, you're gorgeous. And usually those girls are kind of stuck up.
You know?
So I was like, oh, shit. And then we just started talking and I was like, wow, I fucking love her. Like, I love you. Like, you had like just this genuine energy that just like is very rare to come across in this industry, you know?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And I think that's one of the things about Allie that I love the most is that who you like see on Instagram is who Allie is in person. Like there's no like in between. This is who she is. And even though like, you know, we're very different in personality wise, our energies just vibe really well. And we've been able to like stay close friends because of that. And honestly, like I was thinking about this yesterday, like my favorite memory is like of us in London together.
Oh God.
You were like, oh God, what is it? No, just us in London together.
Yeah.
Remember we had our face mask on and we were watching Friends and it was just like, it was such.
I remember like cuddling one night, I had like a face mask on. You were like, you should sing to me and serenade me to sleep.
Yes, I do. Yes, I did say that because Allie does sing, guys, and her voice is amazing. And I'm like, can you just like sing to me and put me to sleep? But yeah.
That was awesome. Like getting to your like roommate together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool.
That trip was just absolutely amazing. But yeah, guys, so we stayed friends and then you moved to Texas how long ago? It's almost 2 years, right?
Almost 2 years, yeah.
Yeah. How are you liking it?
I wasn't a fan at first, but now I'm really getting adjusted to my new life and I actually really like it.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking to get another house, you know, pretty soon and staying here, so.
Oh yeah, girl, there's some in this neighborhood.
More girls' nights.
Yeah, there's some in this neighborhood. You need to move in next to me.
I know, that'd be so cool.
That would be so cool. But yeah, I know with you too, moving to Houston was an adjustment just like it was for me.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm sure you know, but like you moved to Houston, I would assume because to be closer with Alphalete and everything. But then you move here and then you realize that everything's a lot different than what it seems.
Oh, very different.
Yeah. So I know it was an adjustment for you and it was an adjustment for me. And I think that's another reason why, like, you know, we still remain friends and connected is just like we've gone through the same things.
Yes.
But anyways, I'm so happy to have you on today. I have a lot of fun questions to ask Allie, guys.
Let's
so there's not gonna be a lot of fitness questions. The first one's gonna be fitness and then other than that, it's just gonna be a lot of like just fun, lighthearted conversation. So all right, the first question I have for you is how do you balance your life with fitness? Because I know you're an entrepreneur, you run your businesses. And you do a really good job of balancing that with fitness. And I know that you talk a lot about like healthy eating and stuff like that. So how do you, what do you do to help balance your life?
I mean, fitness for me is such a huge part of my life. And like it's shaped me into who I am today in every aspect. So it's just honest. I honestly look forward to that time of the day.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, I just kind of see myself like pushing those boundaries, and it's just like a reflection of what I want to do in my life, like in business, like as a partner, you know?
Yeah.
So I just like make time for it.
Yeah.
And it's just like such an important thing in my day that I need to hit, you know?
I think from an outside perspective, looking at you, one of the things that helped me too, because, you know, I feel like in the fitness industry, you're constantly like, not competing, but you're comparing yourself to other influencers, and you're like, okay, well, like I went through a point where I'm like, well, maybe I should compete. And one of the things I loved about you is that you're like, you realize that competing wasn't for you. And you were like, you know what, for me, it's more about lifestyle. And when I started, you know, thinking about that, it's not about me always shredding and having this like specific goal every month. It's more of like, this is my lifestyle and I want to live this lifestyle. That's when I started like loving my life more and loving training more, because
got chills from
because you're not putting so much stress on food and all this other stuff. Because to be honest, I don't know how you feel, but like the more I stress about food and what I eat, like the worse I feel.
I always talk about that. Yeah.
So like, I know you're a big advocate in like fueling your body properly. And I'm the same way. Like, you know, I think there's plenty of room for like eating pizza and having, you know, your burgers and fries or whatever all the time. And your chicken nuggets.
Your chicken nuggets.
But I know that you love to eat healthy because you feel better and you train better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to add anything to that?
I just feel like that was such a huge change for me. So I actually did compete. Well, I didn't go through the competition, but I did go through a prep when I first started into fitness. And that was kind of my mindset of kind of, I need to be doing this in order to like move forward, just because everybody around me was doing it.
Right.
And I just found out really early on that it was not for me. And I actually did see that mentality change from actually wanting to eat healthy and be healthier to feel good.
Yeah.
And then like started counting each calorie, and I lost myself in it.
Yeah.
Like I was like obsessing over food. And then I was creating these scenarios in my head where I was like starving and wanting all these like cakes with icing, like all this shit that I don't crave ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because I knew I couldn't have it.
Right.
And it just completely just messed my mind up, you know? And so I went through a few weeks of that, and then it got to a point where I just couldn't handle it anymore. And I wanted to go back to just like wanting to eat healthy. I don't even track my calories.
Yeah.
You know, some days I'll go way over because I just want to eat pizza and then I want to order chicken nuggets and then a burger. It happens all the time. I'm just like craving that.
Yeah.
But listening to your body, and for the most part, just making sure that you're fueling it right, because you generally feel better, your hair will be better, your skin, your mood, energy, your sleep. That's so much more important than, you know, just being shredded all year round, I think.
No, I agree. And I'm the same way. Like, you know, I go through phases, or like even like, I mean, closer to your period, obviously you crave. Like, I know, I'm like, okay, I'm like, I'm craving fucking pizza. And I never, like, I'm not like a big fanatic of pizza.
Really?
But like when I'm about to start my period, I'm like, oh, okay, I love pizza. I'm like, I need pizza. Like, but I've learned to listen to my body. And then there's days like you where I'm like, all I eat is like my healthy meals, like chicken and rice and carrots. And like, I don't crave anything else.
Yeah.
Like I don't crave ice cream. I don't crave anything. And that's like for the most part. But it's because I do try to do a good job and like trying to balance everything. And more than anything, listening to your body, because your body will tell you
what it
needs.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think people aren't aware and don't listen to their bodies.
Yeah,
they push themselves too hard, or they
obsessing over the wrong thing.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you know?
Yeah.
And when you allow yourself to not be restricted, and if you're like, okay, well, if one day I'll crave that, then I'll have it, you actually like will be surprised at how much your body doesn't crave that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know you can have it, but it's like, why would I? To feel shitty.
Yeah. You know? You have it, but you have like, I don't know if it's happened to you, where you'll have like a piece of it and then you're like, I'm done.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Like, because you don't like,
and it's not like you're like, okay, well, I can only have a piece.
Exactly.
It's more of like, you got a piece and you're like, actually, I'm full. I don't want it.
Yeah,
exactly. And you don't even think
about
it.
But that's all like the mentality behind it. That's crazy. And when I was dieting so hard, like I found myself just craving all these things. Like I'm French. Like we don't even eat creamy, cheesy things.
Uh-huh.
And I was craving like the worst. And I was like, I don't even like this food.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
like just because I knew I couldn't have it, I was like, oh my God, I just need it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is scary.
No, yeah, it is. But yeah, guys. So with balancing, I think, your life and everything, the less pressure you put on yourself and just listen to your body and 80-90% of the time, give it good, wholesome food. And if you do crave something, have it, you know, that will help you and stop you from binge eating and being miserable. Yeah. And like, cause like Ali said, when I start counting, I start adding so much more pressure to my life. And then I'm like, I start pressuring the scale and I start adding so much more pressure that needs to be, to be honest, like I do weigh myself like maybe once a week just to make sure that like, you know, I'm not going excessively over. I'm not going under too. Cause sometimes there'll be weeks where I'm like, not eating enough and I'll be like super shredded. Yeah. And then Chris will be like, dude, your face is like too lean right now. You need to eat.
But it
and
fluctuates. That's how bodies work.
That's the only reason why I kind of weigh myself. But I don't, you know, I do weigh my protein to make sure that I'm getting enough protein.
Yeah.
But other than that, like,
I'm trying to get on that.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
Just because like with protein, like I was doing a really bad job with it last year, but now I'm like, okay, well, I am working pretty hard in the gym and I want to make sure I'm creating muscle. So and growing. So I do track that. But for the most part, like I eat intuitively. I know because I've tracked before, I know exactly like, okay, this is roughly this much. So I know I'm not like excessively eating fats or excessively eating carbs.
Yeah.
But the more balance that you have in your life, the happier you'll be.
Yeah. And just to add on that, you'll be surprised at how once you start shifting your mindset and like eating healthy, how your body's actually going to start craving those types of foods.
Yeah.
Your palate actually changes once you like do that.
So no, dude, I'm like, oh, I really want a salad. And Chris is like, you want a salad?
I know. Or a smoothie.
I'm like, I just want a smoothie or a salad. Or
that's your like body telling you that like, that's what it needs.
Yeah.
You know?
No. Yeah. Yeah. So true. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Next question. Okay. So that's mostly all fitness guys. Now we're going to go into the nitty gritty. All right. Number two, do you have a preference in men? Like, do you prefer... I know you're in a relationship right now. So, but like if you were single or before you were in a relationship, do you prefer fit men or do you prefer like, is there a specific men that you like?
Honestly, not at all. If you look at my exes, like they are so different, different color, different ethnicity, different hair, different body type.
Okay.
Like I'm really attracted to a personality, like someone that makes me laugh. That's humble.
Okay.
And I honestly prefer more athletic than like buff guys.
Okay.
I'm with Justin right now, who's a pretty big guy.
Yeah.
And that would never be my type usually, but he also happens to be a sweetheart. So it works out.
It works out.
But yeah, no, I don't have a type at all.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like, you know, I am with Chris now and he's very athletic and I do appreciate that. Like, so I'm thinking like if I was single, the energy vibe has to be my number one thing. I have to be able to vibe with that person. Sure. But for me, they do have to be like obviously like handsome. Fit. I have to be something attracted to them and fit in some way.
Yeah.
Like to be honest, I'm not gonna lie. I could not imagine myself having sex with someone and the guy has a big belly. Like it just
okay.
Not that extreme. Like, not gonna work out with me, honey. I don't care how attractive your face is. If you don't take care of your body, like it's important to me that they take care of themselves. They don't have to be like super duper big or super duper ripped, but I would like someone to like just to make sure they are like working out or running or boxing, picking up some sort of activity that says, okay, I'm taking care of myself and I, you know, like to be healthy.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, I just my only thing would be like no stomach
exercise at all. Yeah. No, and then it comes back to like the mindset behind it. Like that's what's attractive at the end of the day, like taking care of yourself. And yeah, that's attractive for sure.
All right. Next question.
Oh boy.
And I asked this question. It's a really weird question to ask because someone asked when I posted it on the IG, my IG like questions, a guy asked this and so I wanted to answer it. All right. Do you prefer your guys to be circumcised or uncircumcised or do you care?
Honestly, I don't care at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you been with both men?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Both my exes were not uncircumcised and it didn't, it didn't change anything.
Okay.
No.
All right. I'm like, did it change the taste of anything?
No. Thank God.
Okay. I can't. Oh my gosh. Okay. So yeah.
What about you, Jazzy?
Well, I have only been with my husband and what I can say from him, I'm pretty sure he's going to be okay with me saying this. He's not circumcised.
We're getting to know each other a little better, huh?
Okay, guys, Chris is in the room. Chris and Allie, don't make eye contact.
She's hiding behind the mic.
Chris is not circumcised, but I think there's different types of men who are circumcised and like uncircumcised because I feel like some men, I will say that some men who aren't circumcised from what I've heard and what we've talked about aren't really clean with their dicks. You know what I mean?
I've heard that before.
Yeah. And with Chris, and something we've talked about, because we've talked about it too, like if we were to have a son, you do have to teach your child as a man to like, quote unquote, peel it back. Because then they can clean it well. Mm-hmm. I think that's the only issue that I would have if they were uncircumcised is they would have to, I would have to make sure that they're clean guys.
Yeah. Like, oh, for sure.
Because.
How do you check? 1 second, please.
Well, I mean, I think like for me personally, I would not like, and what I mean like clean is like more so like if you were going to give someone like a guy head, right? I would have to get to know the guy first before I could give him head because I would have to see like, is this guy really clean or not, you know? But yeah, you just have to make sure that like that guy is clean because if they're not, then you have, you know, you're more prone to, they're more prone to like bacteria and stuff like that. But to be honest,
more UTIs as well, right?
The females actually end up getting more UTIs from it if they're not, but it could just be, it's not necessarily that they're not clean. It could be like, let's say
excess bacteria. And
like if they just worked out and then you guys got home and had sex, you know, and females are just so delicate, you know what I mean? With everything. And men don't realize that. It's not that, this girl has a yeast infection. She's probably gross. There's so like, a girl's vagina is so delicate.
Yeah.
If you stay in your sweat clothes too long, if you don't wipe properly, if you don't have sex, if you don't
wear tight clothes, if your clothes is too tight,
if you don't wear cotton underwear, which they don't make seamless cotton underwear.
Yeah.
So it's like, there's so many variables in that, but I mean, for me, I don't think I would have a preference in circumcised versus uncircumcised unless they were dirty.
Right.
So,
okay.
All right. There you go, guys. There you go, guys, for you guys asking. I don't know. There's girls that do make a big deal out of it, but for me,
I've never actually heard about like I've never had a conversation.
I think like Sex and the City, when I was watching the show, they made a big deal out of it. And then,
oh, really?
I listened to some podcasts and they were like,
poor guys. Yeah, I probably watched that. That's like,
I'm like, why? It doesn't matter. Like,
I don't think so.
But
just keep it clean.
Just keep it clean, guys. Be clean, okay? All right. Your pet peeve of a guy, or like, what's their worst trait?
Arrogance and like,
okay,
too much confidence.
Okay.
I find that so unattractive.
Okay.
Literally, it could be the hottest guy ever. If he starts just acting like he just owns the place, like, I just find that so repulsive. Honestly.
Yeah, I
hate that.
I feel like I'm the same way with that. Like, I feel like I love my husband, but obviously I know when a guy's attractive, right? Yeah. But, and I've seen two different, like, and where I see guys the most is at the gym, right? Because that's where I live, basically. But there's a difference between an attractive guy who knows it and an attractive guy who knows it but shows it off.
Yeah, you know what exactly.
I mean? Like, I've seen very attractive guys at the gym who are like, you can just tell the vibe they give off is not arrogant. Yeah. And then there's guys who are like so arrogant. I'm like, dude, don't even fucking.
They gotta throw weights in the floor.
And I'm like, and they're trying to make eye contact with me. And I'm like, no, fam, I am not about to give you the time of day. Like, no, you're not as hot as you think you are. Yeah, you know what I mean?
It instantly makes them like not, like to me, it makes them not attractive.
Exactly. I'm like, I would not give you the time of day.
Yeah, there's no way.
No. But then there's other guys where I'm like, yeah, they're pretty attractive.
Yeah, and like the humble.
They're humble about it. And they don't even like try checking me out. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Okay. But you know, it's just, I think I would appreciate that more than like an arrogant guy.
Absolutely.
For me, it's more of like, which is one of the things that I admire Chris about and why, like, is one of the things I think is sexy is that he's not like, he's not an excuse guy. And there's so many guys who put up excuses for everything.
Oh, yeah.
And who like, I hate to say it, bitch out with everything that they do in their work and their, especially right now with prep, like there's so many guys I've overheard at the gym. They're like, oh, I just couldn't do it because like, you know, like I give into temptation, you know, it's just like not for me. And
just
I'm like,
excuses.
Yeah. I'm like, nah, bro. I don't know why I can defend a little bit more on females because of the hormone side of it.
Yeah.
But for men, I'm like, nah, fam. You weak.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot, like, weak men. I can't.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't mean, like,
I mean, you're a very strong woman, so you need that balance, I feel like.
Yeah, and so, like, I don't mean, like, strength-wise, but they need to be strong.
Yeah.
Like, they can't be weak-minded because I can't do that. So that would be my biggest pet peeve with a guy. So, all right. Favorite sex position and why?
Oh, my. Okay.
Or do you have a few?
Okay, so I've just gotten to know a lot more recently.
Okay. Okay, I'm like, what is she doing? Is she like in the swing?
We're trying
what?
Some weird shit, man, and I'm liking it. Honestly, it would have to be missionary.
Really?
Yeah. I never was into that position until recently with Justin. And it just like, we got the angles, we got something going that just like...
Okay. Yeah. And then puts it's like
right for both of us every time.
Are you a person that can orgasm without clit stimulation?
I couldn't before and now I can.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
You know, it could be like there was a podcast I was listening to. Sometimes like, I mean, it's not sometimes, people are like puzzles. And when you find the right person that fits you perfectly, from what I've heard, you know, like they can, their dick can just get that angle perfectly. And you can without any stimulation. Yeah. So
I never thought I'd be able to orgasm, like, period.
Yeah.
And then I, like, just found out that I could from both. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, this crazy new, like, world that just opened up to me.
But have you used sex toys in the past?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But they're just, like, not the same, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Missionary. All right. For me, I like being on top.
Really?
Yeah, I like the control. I have. And I like that I control my orgasm. So that's where I orgasm. Well, I know I'm like 100% of the time I can have a full orgasm.
No way. I've never been able to orgasm from the top.
But I use clit stimulation too. Okay. So like I have to have my little vibrator.
Oh, damn. I'm going
to
try that.
Yeah, so you need to try that, girlfriend. Okay, we'll change your life. Okay. So the only thing with me, I'm getting more comfortable with like eye contact because I have to be like, I'm like really in the zone focused.
Yeah.
So my eyes are closed and I'm like so focused. I'm I need to orgasm. I need to orgasm. And then I can fully like look into you. I'm like, I just really got to make sure nothing else is on my mind right now except
for you can lose it so fast. Yeah. The slightest little thought can just ruin it.
Yeah. And then I'm like, fuck. Like, I know. You know, but so that's why I have to, closing my eyes and like just really thinking about the feeling helps it come faster. Yeah. You know? So for me, it's like the top. I like being on the top. But then that's for like to get the orgasm. But I mean, there's not like one position that I don't, you know, don't like. I like, you know, I think missionary is great when you really want to feel connected with that person. Yeah. That connection is like, that's a different kind of connection. Yeah, so,
for sure.
But okay.
Okay.
All right.
Taking notes.
You need to try the thing on top. Absolutely. Justin's going to DM me tomorrow and be like, thank you. Exclamation point.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right. How has the fitness industry affected your relationships? And do you feel like you've had genuine relationships?
So it's gone both ways. Mm-hmm. I've created a lot of really great friendships, just like you, people that I would have never met, you know?
Yeah.
But there's also a lot of just fakeness in this industry. Like a lot of just people that I used to look up to or like think a certain image of them through social media and then like meeting them in person. Mm-hmm. Actually, I was very disappointed just because they don't match that.
Yeah, so, I agree.
I feel like that's happened way more than the genuine connections.
Yeah.
But I'm so grateful for those genuine connections that it kind of like balances out. You know what I mean?
I think with social media, it's just hard because like when I first moved here is one of the things I told you, like you realize a lot of people struggled at the beginning. Yeah. Like it's because you feel like you think that, and we were so young. Like, I mean, you think that everyone is who it seems to be and it's not, you know? And even like, I don't know. It's just, it's hard, but I'm very thankful. I am thankful of the genuine relationships that I have been able to build. It just takes now, it's just like learning and waiting to let people fully in, I guess, to see. But yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, it can suck because people do use you or they have malintentions with, you know, the relationship they're trying to build with you. Yeah. But so I just wanted to know if you felt like you were ever being used or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm also like very naive though. And I feel like you're way more self-aware in that sense.
Yes.
Like you've been able to pick up on vibes that like it took me years. And then I came back to you and it was like,
Goddamn it,
I was going
to say that.
You called it.
I shouldn't listen to you. I'm like,
yeah, for sure. And I'm trying to grow from that and learn and be a little bit more aware. But I just, for some reason, I mean, I've even had people like fuck me over really bad in the past, like friends, you know, like over and over. And like the second that they come back and apologize, like I just don't have that anger. Like so it's really hard for me to kind of gauge, you know, but all I can do is just, I'd rather be like that than to be like closed off and not let anybody in.
Yeah.
So I just kind of try to move forward and put my trust in people and hopefully they don't like let me down, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I would say, like I think you, I don't know how you are now, but like when you first moved here, I think you were still a little naive. I think you've gotten a little bit more stronger. Oh, yeah. But I mean, you're just so incredibly nice. You're too nice. You're like my friend Arella. You guys are
Everybody
too nice.
Everybody fucking says that.
And I'm like, Ali, like, please be careful. I feel like you are so nice, and that's why people take advantage of you. You know what I mean? And but not that, that's not the case for everyone. I don't want you to think that.
No, for sure, for sure. But no, I mean, like, I have seen it. Like, in my past, it's happened over and over again. But yeah, I mean, there's a few people that I talked to you about. Mm-hmm. That I really wanted to let in, and you from the get-go were like, I don't know, like, if this is good energy for you, and I just still try to give it a shot, and then it ended up being a disaster, you know, so I feel like you're just, like, very, well, like, self-aware in that sense.
I am more now. I mean, it's just reading people's energy, I've gotten better
at it. Yeah, you're really good at that.
Yeah, I've gotten better at it.
I'm going to try to take some more notes on that.
Take more notes. All right, so do you want to talk about, you're in a new relationship, okay, do you want to talk about your past relationship at all?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so you ended your last relationship.
Yep.
How long ago?
4 months. Four months ago.
Okay. Okay, I'm trying to think about what we can say here.
Save me, Jazzy.
Okay.
I'm a fucking scared.
Okay, how do you feel now with that breakup?
I feel like I'm free.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
I was, I felt trapped for so long and I didn't know where it, like, came from.
Yeah.
I felt like I was doubting myself. I felt like I lost my sense of self-worth.
Yeah.
I just lost myself through that relationship, and it happened so gradually that I couldn't, like, now looking back, I'm like, obviously, you idiot, you know what I mean? But it just happened so, like, gradually that I found myself in a position where I was just, like, crying all the time and just honestly did not feel good about myself because of that relationship.
You didn't feel loved.
I didn't feel loved.
And I can say truly this because, I mean, guys, if you're watching this, you don't know Allie, you know, she's with Alphalete and everything. So she's on social media, okay, guys? And her relationship was on social media. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things that were said that weren't true. And knowing her as a friend and being a friend of yours throughout your entire relationship, I can say, like you had every right to do what you do with and end that relationship. And there was many times you would go to brunch and I was like, you know, he's not loving you the way that you're supposed to be loved, and you're not feeling the way you're supposed to be feeling in a relationship.
Yeah, I actually called you a couple times just to talk about it because I didn't know what to do.
Yeah. I'm the one that would be like, you need to fucking give him an ultimatum, okay?
I know,
or leave his ass.
I know, it's true.
And you were like, okay, okay. And then I would be like, you were like, okay, things are better. I'm like, okay. But I just think that relationship was just, it took, you were not you in that relationship.
No, not
and
at all.
You, it's crazy though when I look back at that relationship because the way it started was like good.
The way it started was amazing.
When, you know, like it first started, it was great. Yeah. You, like you were like, you know, this is such a, and at, in the beginning you were hesitant because of all the shit you had gone through.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, Allie, if like,
well, you remember that?
Yeah, I remember everything.
That's so cute.
So, and I was like, no, like, give it a chance, see how you feel. But if you don't feel like it's right for you, then like, take your time. Don't feel pressured. Because at this point in the beginning, I know you felt a little pressure to get into the relationship. And then you got in the relationship and you were really happy.
Yeah.
But then there was like, I feel like there was a switch when you moved here.
Oh, absolutely. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. I feel like it was more like, he felt like, better
now
than
he had.
You.
Now he had.
Yeah, now he had you.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, I had to prove myself to her.
I essentially dated like two different people.
Yeah.
Like at first, like you said, you know, I waited 7 months. He kept asking me out.
Yeah,
and
I remember.
I was so honest and I was like, I love who you are, but like I'm not ready. And he just like kept putting so many efforts. He was so sweet that I was like, this person loves me. Like, why not?
Yeah.
And it was great. And then the second we moved here, like, it just completely just switched.
It just switched.
Yeah.
And it I don't feel like it was, I don't know. I mean, obviously I wasn't in the relationship, but it was more, I feel like the switch was on him.
So, and hopefully this isn't like too personal, but I think this can actually help a lot of guys. Mm-hmm. When we talked about it, because when we broke up, I told him everything I felt. We had been communicating for a long time. He told me that it was because it was too good to be true that he started just spiraling down and down and down and down. And I feel like a lot of guys actually use that excuse.
Oh yeah, for sure. I was about to be like, that's complete fucking bullshit.
But I just feel like, how can that possibly be the case if you truly want this with somebody and everything's so great, then like, why even start that process? So I was just like, maybe you just weren't truly happy, you know. I was completely okay with that, you know. But then why keep the cycle going? Like, we could have just ended like so long ago, and it was just like a constant like back and forth of me trying to let go because I wasn't feeling loved and he was not making me feel that way,
yeah,
but then also him not letting go
yeah, yeah, yeah.
while doing whatever he was doing, you know what I mean? So Yeah, I just feel like it was a really toxic cycle. And if people could just like be a little bit more self-aware and like mm-hmm. take a step back and realize like, not only am I like hurting myself because I'm not really truly getting what I want, but I'm also hurting this person that I'm with.
Yeah, you know? No, I agree. I wanted to ask you because you have been, before this relationship, you were cheated in the past and I know that it really broke you.
Yeah.
Obviously, he cheated on you. I don't know if you've talked about it yet.
I mean, I think people
assume and know. Yeah, he cheated on her multiple times. So it just, she's not a nice guy. Okay. So how do you feel like, do you feel like you are stronger now versus that time that you got cheated in the past? Like you, okay. And I agree. I think the way that you handled that breakup was a very, very mature and too nice in my opinion. Yeah, I told you that. Too nice.
A lot of people have told me that.
But I mean, that's who you are though. That's, you know, like what you said, you're not going to change who you are, even though people are shitty and they can hurt you. Like you're not going to change who you are. Yeah. But I did feel like you were stronger because I was expecting you to be, I was like, man, like, is she okay? Like she's going to be more like distraught. But I feel like even though you were, you went through like a grieving process.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you handled this breakup a lot better than I would say like your past college breakups where you got cheated on.
Well, there was also a part of me that kind of felt like that was going on behind my back.
Yeah.
Anyways. And I think that with that comes a little bit of like preparation for it. You know,
yeah.
I didn't realize that until after, because when I found out everything that had happened, it was almost like a sense of relief.
Yeah.
Just because I was fighting my intuition.
Yeah.
I knew it.
You know?
But like with what he was telling me and how
and
much
you knew
effort,
this, like I remember getting together with you. You knew this maybe like
it was a year before.
Yeah,
it was a year before.
Like
that I
was gonna say
started.
Minimum 6 months. You were telling me I think he's cheating on me or like something's off, and I was like, well, you need to like be for sure. And like I feel like you already knew what was happening.
And I mean, I would have never, like, I don't know how the universe did its thing, but I just found out all these things at once, and it gave me that clarity of to like why I feel so shitty all the time and not loved and respected, like, because you can feel, like, as a woman you can sense those
things, oh
you
yeah know? You can,
like, and my instinct was spot on with every single person that I had a weird feeling with, which is insane because he obviously made me feel, like, gaslighted me, you know, made me feel crazy. So I think it was honestly, it made me feel even like when we ended it, I got that relief, and then I got more reassurance within myself never let that slide on the rug anymore and to just listen to like what I truly feel.
And it's like the red flags and what you're feeling, like listen to your gut more than anything. I mean, we talked about this last week, like listen to your gut when it comes to people, because it's right. Like, I mean, anytime I've thought, like, not like in the past, like not recently, but like in the past, especially when I was younger and Chris and I weren't married yet, anytime my gut was like, something's off.
Yeah.
And I would go through his phone. Honey, something was
it
off.
Always was, right?
Something was off.
Every time.
And so it's like, you got to listen to that gut. You got to listen to, I'm not saying be crazy,
no,
you know,
but
like,
you got
to
say,
you
got
to listen to it. Like, you know, have that conversation, go through that phone if you need like that clarity. Cause if there's a reason why you're feeling that way, there's gotta be a reason.
Yeah.
Energy doesn't lie. You know what I mean? Especially when you're in a relationship, they can be telling you, oh no, you're crazy, whatever, but energy doesn't lie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I feel like you already knew ahead of time, which I think, I'm glad that helped you.
Yeah.
But now you're in a better relationship.
Yes.
How are you with things?
So good.
Okay.
So good. So he's been my best friend for 3 years.
Yeah.
And like literally best friend, like he knew more things that about me than Nick did.
Yeah.
I would go to him with my relationship problems and there was never anything and no tension.
Yeah.
Just a genuine, humble, nice guy.
Yeah.
That I just loved his energy, like never having to like put himself above others, like always just like really nice listening to me. If people cut me off in our friend group, he'd be like, no, like, what did Ali have to say? You know, like little details that I was just like, wow, this is so nice.
That we pay attention to, by the way.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That was so important to me. And then going back to the traits that I find attractive or not, we were going out for like 3 years as just friends. So I got to see the type of guy he was without Gina when she was going home or whatever. And like, it didn't matter how many girls came up to him because he's attractive, you know?
Yeah.
He would just shut it down without like even thinking about it. And I was like, that's so attractive. Like not giving into that
temptation.
Like, you know what I mean?
And especially because he's also in the fitness industry and there's temptation everywhere.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
we've talked
sure.
about it. Like that's what ruins, and it's hard for our relationships because there's temptation everywhere. You know what I mean?
Plus with his social media presence, like all that stuff. And I could just tell it did not faze him. And that wasn't now that we're dating, it was before when I got to see the real him, when he wasn't trying to like impress me or anything, you know? So like that's, it's really, really cool.
And then he fell in love with you. Are you both?
Yeah. So we both started getting, like, having feelings for each other, and then I just found myself, at the time, I didn't know that it was necessarily him that I had feelings for, but I just knew that whatever he was giving me was what I was missing in my relationship.
Right.
And I would even tell Nick, I was straight up, I was like, I feel more loved and appreciated talking to Justin when we all go to the gym than, like, you all day. Like, I feel like I'm annoying you all the time, like, snapping at me, you know, like, and it was just, like, these traits that I was starting to compare, and I was like, wow, I feel so much better. We would go out, and then Nick would be off doing his thing, and, like, I would always end up with Justin having deep conversations or, like, just, like, being goofy on a dance floor. And I was, like, I just felt like my presence was actually, like, super, like, just appreciated, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, things started getting rocky with Nick. And then Justin started getting, like, having feelings for me. So he ended up with Gina and actually told her the truth.
Yeah.
This is also a huge thing on social media. People were saying that we, like, cheated and that he lied. Like,
no,
he ended it
with her.
Telling her that what he felt for me was way stronger than what he's ever felt.
No, and I completely,
like, it was such a respectable thing to
do. I remember you telling me this. Yeah. Like, I remember what, a year and a half ago, that when he broke it off with her, that he was honest with her.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she was in, she's in a relationship now. Yeah. But yeah, I did hear, like, recently, like, all this stuff was said, and I was like, wait.
Yeah.
First of all,
oh, she threw us under the bus.
But that didn't happen. Like, Justin was honest with her about it, which when you told me that, I was like, oh, hell.
I know.
Like, that, I mean, like, that, like, it's, it
well, that's
sucks,
why it hurts me so much, because people are looking at him like he's, like, this guy that just swooped in and, like, you know, and it's just like, you piece of shit. Like, they were friends, and, like, they have no idea what he went through. Like, the struggle of having feelings for their best friend, being straight up with their fiance, breaking it off, and still respecting my relationship. Like, he was living through hell this entire year.
Yeah.
And now he's getting shit for it, you know, and it's just like, it's just sad.
Which, yeah, it doesn't make sense, because I remember you telling me that he was honest with her. They broke it off a long time ago.
Yeah.
I think she's been in her new relationship for
a year. She's living with the guy.
So, like, it's like,
It's just drama.
It's drama that doesn't need to be happening, that has no point in it, but some reason she feels like it needs to be relevant, but it's not. But I remember you telling me, hey, he has feelings for me. And I remember you telling me, like, I don't know if it's him, but I'm liking the way that I'm feeling, like, right now, because I am feeling unappreciated. And you felt that way for a long time.
Yeah.
I remember one time I found you, like, a year and a half ago crying in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Because of Nick.
That.
And because of the way he was making you feel.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, hell no.
Yeah, I remember you got
pissed. I was
like,
oh, hell no. Allie.
And you know I keep my shit together.
I know. Like, I know.
I was just cracking. I cracked.
Yeah. Like, I was like, are you okay? Like, I got, like, because Allie never cries. Like, guys, like, she's a good, unless, like, she's going through something, but, like,
I'm really good at keeping my emotions in check, but I just couldn't.
And I was like, oh, hell no. I was so upset. Like, I was so upset. And I told her, I was like, don't. I was like, don't put up with this. So you should not be putting up with this. Yeah. And, but anyways, I think, like, what I've seen, I'm so happy for you, because this relationship, like, I feel like you guys just mesh really, really well together.
Yeah, and it's me. Like, there's no part of me that's been taken away.
Yeah.
Like, he's just, like, I talked about this in my story, actually, the other day. It feels like I'm going through my journey of self-growth and self-development, and he just is, like, happens to be, like, a great bonus on top of that.
Yeah.
I don't need to give any parts of myself anymore.
Yeah.
And he just truly, like, loves me. Like, my idiot jokes and, like, my dumb goofy, like, you know, like, he's just, like, he, like, appreciates me for me, and it's so nice to feel that way.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
I can sense it. I can see it. Yikes. I, like, and the thing is, Justin's, like, such a chill guy. Like, he's so not, chill. Like, trying to get anything from anyone. He's not trying to, like,
just
know. He's just a genuine guy who focuses on himself. Like, I've never seen him, like, you know, focus on any drama or trying to, like, win anybody over. Like, he is who he is, you know what I mean? Like, he's not, like, you know, it's scary. Like, as an outsider, I was like, okay, well, like, is he gonna come and, like, because he is part of Alpha League, kiss Christian's ass, or, like, he's not like that. Like, he's just who he is. He if you want to be part of his life, you know, and appreciate him, cool. If not, then he doesn't care. And that's, that I don't really know him, but that's the vibe that he's always given
he's
me,
just
you
like
know
that.
But you did mention something that you wanted to talk about, where it's like the sex is different now. Okay, you want to go a little bit into that?
So I just feel like this is pretty important to talk about as women, because I my entire life felt like, and I've been in two other really long relationships, 4 years each. So I've experimented, you know, but I've never felt like I actually, like, my pleasure came first or was important.
Right.
Like, if it happened, then it was just, like, by accident or whatever. Like, I'll take it. But sex for me was just like pleasuring, like it was kind of like a duty.
Yeah.
You know, that like
it was more for them. Pleasure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Always. Yeah. Always. And this is the first time that I'm being like taken care of and like loved in that way. And it just like has completely changed the dynamic of our relationship. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it just brings you so much closer and it just doesn't feel like sex should be appreciated and just, I don't know, it creates such like a deeper connection.
No, for sure. You know? Yeah, for sure. No, and I'm glad you feel that way. I mean, like, I've been with Chris, but we've had to like, thankfully our emotional, our, you know, sexual connection and chemistry is really, really strong. And I'm really grateful for that. But, you know, I've talked about it on the podcast. I didn't fully get my first orgasm till I was like 24, 25, but that wasn't on his end because he didn't want to take care of me. It was more of like, I didn't know my body,
right,
you know?
Exactly.
And now that I do, it's like, he makes sure that I'm always taken care of. Like I'm always taken care of. Unless we're like both like, I'm like in a quickie and he's like, babe, I'm like, no, let's just get it over with. Like, I'm like, let's go. Like, I just want to take care of you and I'm done. Like, he always makes sure that I like get taken care of, if not one, two, three times. And then he's
Chris.
Yeah, he's good. But yeah, he's really good at like focusing on me and then on him. You know what I mean? And I think
it's so important.
It's so important. I could not imagine how my relationship would be if it wasn't that way.
Yeah.
You're not happy. You know what I mean? And I think that's something guys need to understand, like, especially if you're married, like your wife wants that. And if you weren't married, like you look like you just, girls want to feel that. It's not, we're in like 2022. Like girls, like they don't care about, it's not just about you anymore.
Yeah,
like it's about them too. Like if they're going out of the way to hook up with you, it's because they want pleasure too.
Exactly.
It's not just about riding your dick. You know what I mean?
And like finishing and then the girl's just like,
whatever left there. Like it's like, no, because I mean, competition's high nowadays. Like guys used to just be like, oh, I can just give the bare minimum. And now it's like, no, you can't get away with just the bare minimum anymore, honey. No. Find yourself another man. Find yourself another man. But okay, let's finish off the talk with your brand.
Okay,
so you have Sunshine Boutique.
Little Sunshine Boutique,
Sunshine. How's that going?
Really, really well.
Okay, so do you want to talk about what that boutique is, what you have on there?
Yeah, so I started off just creating this boutique where I could draw my own sketches, go through the whole process, and create really things that I love, like that are very feminine, trying to break away from the fitness industry. And then now I do like a bunch of different stuff, like jewelry, rave line. I just did my very first hair care drop. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to go into skincare, all natural, and I want it to be sustainable and recyclable. So my plan is to just keep having launches until I get to a point financially where I can go into Project Sunshine, which is going to be the next step of my brand, where I'll for each launch I'll go to a different country and I'll do extensive like research about their backgrounds, their culture, whatever that country is struggling with, whether it be like feminine like rights or famine, you know. Go in there with my team, and then I'll eventually like I will draw out the pieces to represent their colors, like their culture, and then I'll use people that are struggling to actually model the brand and use my voice, like my social media platform, to give them a voice to talk about the issues that they're struggling with. And then once we launch each of those like country launches, then I'll donate the money back to that issue and help that country essentially. Yeah.
That's
like my main goal. Like I just
pictured you've been talking about this for a while. Well, when you first started the brand, that's like your purpose, and I think it's so important to have a purpose like that.
Absolutely.
And giving back, like, you know, I talk about it with Chris all the time. Like I want to give more back. I want to give as much back as I can. And like, it's people make it seem like it's easy, but it's really hard.
It's really
It's really hard to give back sometimes because like you're so focused on your business and everything you're doing that like giving back and forming any sort of charity also takes so much work. It's like a full-time job. So I think what you're doing is amazing. And then
I
love that you're like, your whole vibe is very earthy, bohemian. It's always been that. And so I love that, you know, you've turned your fitness platform and gotten so much support on that end. And and now with your raves, like you have a whole fucking rave line,
which I
think is so cool.
Thank you.
I think is amazing. I don't know how you did with that, but I feel
those
like
one of the best launches we've ever had. Actually.
Because I mean, like everyone does bikinis. You know, people have asked me all the time, why haven't you done your own bikini swimwear line and stuff? You know, like everyone does it. You know, in the fitness or the, you know, we've done the booty bands and everything, but you're into the rave scene. So to make your own line, I told you, that's like, different. If you can fully commit to that, that's amazing. Like, that's a whole business on its own. So
I also love to rave. So I've been also getting a lot of like followers that go to raves. We meet up, we dance, you know? Yeah. And so I'm also getting that demographic, which is pretty cool, but it's also fun. Yeah. Like you said, it's just different. It's unique. I can start basically from scratch and kind of like build my way to the top. So like that's the goal for sure.
Yeah. Also. And like we've talked about in the past, guys, like in order to be successful, like look at Allie, like it's not just one thing. Like people are like, oh, well, what do you do? I'm like, well, do you have 20 minutes for me to sit down and tell you everything I do? Because you can't just work one job and expect to blow up and be a millionaire. It doesn't work that way. No way. You have to, and especially with our social media and influencer, you have to level up. You have to keep leveling up.
Always.
Adding something new into whatever business you have, because if not, you're going to get left behind. Yep. So with you, like, I love that you're like, you know, like Chris and I, you have to tap into every little thing. Like,
so
now
things moving parts at the same time.
Yeah, you have to, because that's the only way that you can continuously grow and, you know, expand the brand. But I just wanted to bring a little bit of awareness to your brand.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Is there anything else you want to leave the peeps with?
No, this was great, honestly. Okay. I hope you guys enjoyed this talk. That was so fun. It was so laid back. It's like we had a little girls' night.
Yeah.
Some wine,
yeah.
You know?
I told you, it's super laid back. I want it to be super real and honest and laid back. And guys, I just wanted to interview Allie. I've been wanting to interview her for a while now. And just about, you know, like girl talk like this and about the fitness brand. And, you know, she did go through the recent breakup, and even though I wanted to slash some heads and like freaking rave about it, I like, you know, don't want to use my platform for drama, but I did want her to have a little bit of a platform to speak about it because,
thank you for that. I don't think I've ever gotten the chance to actually talk about it. So that was really cool.
Yeah. And I think it's cool. I wanted to do it with you, or I wanted you to do it with me, because I don't think people know that I've been part of your process.
Yeah,
like, you know, me and Allie don't see each other on a daily basis, but we make time to at least get together once a month.
Yeah.
And it's hard. It's not always easy with our schedules, but we try to make time for each other. And I'm telling you, I remember when you met Nick. I remember when you met Justin. I remember everything like, and what you went through. So when I heard all this stuff, I'm like, you know, it's from people who don't know and haven't been a part of your journey, because I have, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's cool because, like, just going back to, like, the genuine connection that we feel, you're actually the only person that I've talked to you about all these different, like, during that whole process.
Yeah.
When we had brunch that day, like last year.
Yeah.
I was going to you just because I felt like you were truly the one person I could count on no matter what.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, you're just, like, a strong woman that's going to give me your piece of advice, even if it hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
So you're honest, but also, like, I know that there's just no games to be played. Like, you're not going to say something to get something out of it. Like, it's just raw honesty. And, like, I just, like, was always able to go to you.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you felt that way, because, you know, I love you so much. And I feel the same way with you. I always leave and I feel so happy with your energy. Yeah. But, you know, with you, I feel like we're sisters and I have to protect you. I have a very protective side to me. So with Allie, I feel very protective over her. Yeah. And I'm like, because she is so nice. I'm like, y'all better not be taking advantage of her, okay? But yeah, I'm so happy you were able to come on today. I love you so much.
Yeah,
so
thank you so much.
You're welcome,
my
love. I love you. All right, guys. So that concludes today's topic. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I will see you guys next week. Bye. Control.